Hi, this is David. If you're serious about improving your energy, performance, and overall health, what you put in your body matters. But here's the problem. The U.S. allows over 10,000 food additives in our food supply, many of which are banned in other countries. But I've found a solution. Thrive Market, the no-junk online grocery store that bans over 1,000 harmful ingredients and makes high-quality nutrition the new standard. And it's not just food. Thrive Market also has top-tier supplements for longevity and recovery. My go-tos are vitamin D, magnesium, and B12 to keep my energy levels high. They even carry antioxidant-rich green tea and anti-inflammatory superfoods to help with recovery. With savings up to 30% off and fast carbon-neutral shipping, Thrive Market takes the guesswork out of eating clean. No junk. No fillers, just the best in high-quality nutrition. Want to upgrade your health? Go to thrivemarket.com/inspirational for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/inspirational. thrivemarket.com/inspirational. Thank you.
Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading is a unique and interesting one, as it is adapted from the ancient Mexican Code of Moral Precepts, which is a largely forgotten code that takes the form of a parent's counsel to their child. The text appears in the book A Multitude of Counselors, which was compiled by J.N. Larned and published in 1901. Usually when I do a reading, I modernize any archaic use of language, but for today's reading, I've left much of it intact, due to its poetry and rhythm. Let's begin. O my beloved child, created by the will of God, under the eyes of thy father and mother, and of thy relatives, like a chicken that leaves its shell and attempts to fly, thou makest thy attempts with difficulty. We know not till what time God will permit us to enjoy thee. Enjoin him, my child, to protect thee, for he created thee. God is thy creator, he loves thee better than I. Address to him thy wishes night and day. Let him be the object of thy thoughts. Serve him with love. He will be merciful to thee and will deliver thee from all danger. Respect the image of God in whatever is connected with him. Pray to him devotedly. Observe the religious festivals. The individual who offends their divine spark will die miserable, and it will be their own fault. Honor and salute the aged. Console the poor and afflicted by thy words and thy good works. Revere, love, and serve thy father and mother. Listen to them, for the child who does not so conduct themselves will regret it. Love and honor all the world, and thou wilt live in peace. Imitate not the fools who respect neither father nor mother, and who, in their swelling pride, listen to the counsel of no one. Be careful, my child, not to mock the old, the infirm, the maimed, or the sinner. Be not haughty towards them, do not hate them, but humble thyself before the Holy Spirit, and be thankful that you are not as unfortunate as they. Poison no one, either in the body or spirit, for thou wilt wound God in his heart. Thy crime will be discovered. Thou wilt suffer the punishment of it, and thou wilt poison thyself. Be upright, polite, and cause pain to no one. meddle not with affairs in which thou art not concerned, from the fear of displeasing and of being counted indiscreet. Injure no one. Eschew adultery and excess luxury. It is a base vice, which causes the ruin of them who give themselves up to it, and it offends the soul. Set not bad examples. Be modest in thy discourse. Interrupt not people who are speaking. Disturb them not. If they express themselves badly, if they make mistakes, content thyself with not imitating them. Keep silent when it is not thy turn to speak, and if a question is put to thee, reply with openness, without heat or falsehood. Interfere not with the interests of others, and people will pay respect to thy words. If thou keepest clear, my child, of telling tales, of repeating gossip, thou wilt keep clear of lying and of sowing discord, which is a source of confusion to those who do it. Be not a lounger in life. Haunt not the streets. Lose not thy time in the shops or the pubs, lest your vices tempt thee and make thee their victim. Be not affected or too studied in thy dress, for it is the mark of a little mind. In whatever place thou mayest be, let thy looks be modest. Make no grimaces, indulge not in indecent gestures, else thou wilt pass for a libertine, and such things are the snares of vice. Seize no one by the hand or the clothes, for it is the mark of an indiscreet mind. Pay attention when thou walkest, not to stop the way of anyone whosoever. If thou art begged to undertake a matter, and it be to tempt thee to abandon your principles, civilly excuse thyself, though thou might get some advantage from it, and thou will be held a wise and strong individual. Always leave others the place of honor, and seek not to lift thyself above anyone, unless thou art raised in rank by your companions, for thou will be looked upon as rude and full of oneself. Be modest. Humility merits the favor of God and the great. Be not in a hurry in eating or drinking, and if thou art at a table, offer to others their food first, before taking your own portion. Thou shalt be noted for it. If thou eatest in company, let it be without eagerness or gluttony, or thou wilt pass for a greedy soul. Take thy meals so as not to finish before the others, for fear of making them uncomfortable. If a present be made thee, however small it may be, disdain it not, and think not thou deserve more, for thou wilt not gain thereby before God or society. Trust thyself entirely to the Creator. It is from Him that good will come to thee, and thou knowest not when thou mayest die. As your parent, I take it upon myself to procure thee what is proper for thee at the moment. Bear and wait patiently. If thou wishest to marry, and since thou art our child, pay us the respect of speaking with us beforehand. Be neither gambler nor thief, for one of those faults is the occasion of the other, and it will cause you disgrace. If thou keepest clear of them, thou wilt not be evil spoken of in the public square. Take always the good part, O my child. Sow, and thou shalt reap. Thou wilt live by thy labor, and consequently thou wilt be satisfied and cherished by thy parents and thy friends. We live not in this world without much labor, we procure not easily what is necessary. I have borne much trouble to rear thee, and yet I have never abandoned thee, and I have done nothing for which thou can blush. If thou desirest to live in tranquility, keep clear of harsh criticism and judgments, for these occasion quarrels. Keep secret what thou hearest. Let it be learned from others rather than from thee. And if thou cannot avoid telling it, speak frankly, without hiding anything, even though thou believe it were well to do so. Repeat not that which thou hast witnessed. Be discreet, for to be a tattler is a mean vice, and if thou liest, thou wilt certainly be punished, one way or another. Keep silent when in doubt. Nothing is gained by talking liberally. If thou art sent with a message to someone that receives thee roughly and speaks ill of the one who sent thee, report not the reply given in bad temper, and let not what has been done to thee be known. If thou art asked how thou was received, reply calmly and in mild words. Conceal the ill words that were said to thee, for fear of irritating both parties, that there may be neither conflict nor bloodshed, and that thou mayest not later have to say in sadness, "Oh, if I had never said it," for it will be too late. Have no relations with the wife or husband of another. Live respectfully of everyone, for we exist not twice in this world. Life is short and often difficult, and everything has an end. So be kind. Offend no person nor attack their honor. Make thyself worthy of the rewards that God giveth to everyone as it pleases him. Receive what he shall give thee. Return thanks, and if it be much, be not puffed up. Humble thyself, and thy merit will be the greater, and others will have no occasion to murmur amongst themselves. On the other hand, if thou attribute to thyself what does not belong to thee, thou wilt meet with affronts, and will offend the Holy Spirit. When thou art spoken to, keep thy hands and thy feet still. Look not to the left nor the right. Avoid rising or sitting down if thou art standing, else thou wilt pass for a weakling or a clown. If thou art in the service of anyone, be earnest to render thyself useful and to be agreeable to them. If thou dost not make demands, thou wilt be everywhere well treated. If thou dost the contrary, thou wilt not be able to remain with anyone for long. My child, if thou refusest to hearken to this counsel of thy parent, thou wilt come to a bad end, and it will be thy own fault. Be not proud of the blessings and talents that God has given thee, and despise not others who lack what you have, for thou wilt offend the Holy Spirit, who has placed thee in an honorable position. If thou art what thou should be, thou wilt be quoted to others as a model, when it is wished that they should correct themselves. These, O my child, are the counsels given thee by a parent who loves thee. Observe them, and all will be well with thee.